The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. I have some special guests in studio with me on this Sports Friday with Eric Sawyer. Now, Eric Sawyer isn't in the studio yet. He may make it, he may not, but he got the science. He know how to teleport into the conversation, joining us via Zoom. If you want to join us, you can join us on the phone lines, 323-6232. That's 323-6232. 325-4316. That's 325-4316. 325-4259. That's 325-4259. If you want to call in, you're not in New Providence. You're in one of the Outer Islands or Grand Bahama. We have a new toll-free number, guys. You can call us at 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. The text line powered by BTC is 422-GR96. That's 422-GR96. 422-4790. Bring me in studio are players from the National Beach Soccer Team. Now, I'm going to get to them in a moment. I'm excited. We got lots to talk about, but before we do that, I've got a couple of housekeeping notes for you. Let's start here. This weekend is filled with events. This Friday and Saturday, that's April the 28th and 29th, the Central Bank will be hosting a financial literacy fair and digital expo at Fusion Superplex on Gladstone Road. Learn more about investments, savings, insurance, digital payment solutions, and more. Up to $50,000 in sand dollars will be given away. You can use your sand dollars anywhere sand dollar is accepted. This includes the Red Cross Fair that's being held this Saturday and Sunday at Arawaki. The first $600 wallet holders at the fair will receive 50% off adult admission and free admission for kids. Again, today and tomorrow, Central Bank Financial Literacy Fair and Digital Expo at Fusion Superplex and the Red Cross, Saturday and Sunday at Arawaki. For 600 people with a sand dollar wallet, will get a reduction on their admission. Here's another event taking place this weekend, the Acklands Cascarilla Heritage Festival 2023. All Acklands old-fashioned program. They're celebrating 50 years. Come see which settlement can sal-sal do. Listen, gentlemen, y'all know how to sal-sal do?
No.
Look here, I'm taking y'all to an old-fashioned program this weekend. Why? No, the best athletes, right, in their training, they sort of expand their imagination on what can be a training exercise. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar with his tall self. They had him performing ballet. They had him practicing ballet so he could get his agility. I taken y'all with me to the old-fashioned program so we could learn how to sal-sal-do and get this footwork in for the field. We're going to have a good time. You guys, this is April the 30th. That's Sunday, 7:30 p.m., Hillside Baptist Independence Drive. I don't think y'all, young people, I need y'all to hear me. This Sunday coming, you guys find you an old-fashioned revival-style church. Don't look for a high-mass Anglican church like St. Anne's. If you belong to St. Anne's, you better go to St. Anne's. Don't mind me. But if not, we looking for one of them churches like the first time I went to New Covenant Baptist Church and Reverend Simeon Hall jump up the chair and pull a Michael Jackson move where he turned the chair down like he was magical, like he's levitating. He just dropped the chair down like that. That's the type of church you're looking for. You watch them moms do that footwork when they get excited and the spirit hit them. That's the type of training I'm talking about. We got everything we need right here to do that. We want people. Also, Saturday, BAIC, Taste and Tell. It's producer's heaven. If you want to learn how to add value to what we have in the Bahamas, come down to BAIC. Event starts at 12. I can keep you there until I'm ready to go home because I may need a ride. Come and sample all the goodies. Bring the children. There's a kids' corner. Bring the elderly. In fact, elderly, bring yourself and grab your grandchildren and your children and tell them we're going to go have a good time. Look at what you can invest in your own country. All right. One more housekeeping note, and then we're going to join this discussion. Before we get started today, I want to take a moment to say condolences to the Minus family. It's the saddest news. Minus family shared the passing of Ray Minus Jr. yesterday, Thursday, the 27th of April, 2023. We know that Ray Minus was suffering from, I would say, living through ALS. And he lived his hardest until he could fight no more. And we want to say condolences on the passing of Ray Minus Jr., boxing legend, legendary father, legendary coach, and friend to many. I even know Ray Minus Jr. from when I was in summer camp, and his daughter came to camp, and they supported some other kids coming to camp. Just a legend of a man. And we all stand in solidarity with the family. We say rest in peace, Ray Minus Jr. Now, joining me today, very excited, I've got three members of the National Beach Soccer Team. And we're talking about the CONCACAF Beach Soccer Championship. The 2023 CONCACAF Beach Soccer Championship will be the 10th edition of the CONCACAF Beach Soccer Championship. The tournament will take place at our very own Malcolm Park Beach Soccer Facility in Nassau, Bahamas, between the 8th and the 14th of May, 2023, with 12 countries, 12 nations contesting the title. Now, this is an important game. Championship also acts as a qualification tournament for CONCACAF teams to the 2023 FIFA Beach Soccer World Cup. And the two top events will qualify. We're going to get back into those details and reiterate those details in a moment. But I'm going to ask my guests to introduce themselves. And I just ask them a couple of little tiny questions. You think I can ask you about your people and where you're from, eh? Probably. But about you, the player. And what it means to be a player on the national team. So, gentlemen, please introduce yourselves.
Good morning. My name is
Leslie. Pick up the mic and speak right into the mic here. Yeah. There we go.
Good morning. My name is Leslie St. Fleur.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Darren Ferguson.
All right.
Good morning. My name is Craven Ferguson.
Nice. You all brothers?
No relation.
You sure? Yeah. There's a Ferguson train here. And all these Fergusons out here doing big things, Bahamas. Don't get left behind. Okay, so how long have you all been a member of the team?
Well, for me, it's been so long. I'd say from 2007.
Okay.
So
that's 16.
16, yeah.
Yes, wow.
You mean the program or?
Yeah, the national beach soccer team.
Oh, well, we started from 2009. So.
Okay, you all right.
We started from 2009.
He don't know. You all was prepping from 2007.
Well, me, I'm fairly new to it. I'm fairly new to it. I've been off and on with the play with the team. So
okay.
I would say about, if you count all the time together, about 2-3 years maybe.
All right, that's good time.
Yeah.
Okay, and what positions do you all play?
Goalkeeper.
Defender.
Goalkeeper, defender.
And I'm an attacker.
An attacker.
Yep.
That's cool. You like, is that your preferential position, or do you realize that that's what you're best at?
For me, I feel like playing defense in beach soccer is so much harder. So trying to ease into it,
okay.
Say attacking is a lot easier.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, I'm all around player, so
yeah,
striker, wing, and defender.
Yeah, I used to play netball. Because they made us girls play things with no backboard. Make it harder for us. Yeah, make it so easy for y'all. Mm-hmm. And when I went to England to boarding school, I was playing. And I loved it because in the Bahamas, I was a defender. By the time I got to England, I was able to play offense. Mm-hmm. And so we're playing, and I miss and block somebody. We're playing offense, but I'm in a position, so I block somebody, you know. And my coach looked at me. And she put me on the defensive side. And she told me, you ain't gonna never play offense. Because I was upset I wanted to play offense. She said, you ain't gonna never play offense again. Get ready. Yeah. So I can appreciate that struggle when you want to do something, but you know the best fit maybe for the team is in a different position. So that's good to know. And do any of you play internationally? Do you play with any other local teams? How do you play when you're not on the national, playing for the national team?
Well, I play for Bears FC, which is the local team here.
Okay. Yeah. Bears FC.
Yes, ma'am.
If I had to drink Bears, I would play for that team. I like it. Okay, gentlemen?
Well, I play for Bears as well.
Okay.
I started the season because I was injured, but I just coming off injury, so.
Yeah, that's why I was supposed to be in Clifton too. But I broke this foot.
Well, I FC, but okay. I'm in school also in West Virginia at the University of Charleston, so when I'm here, I play for the local team.
All right, and when you're there, you're playing soccer?
Yeah.
All right, awesome. That is awesome. Okay, so we're here to talk about the Beach Soccer Championships. I want you all to tell me a bunch of things. I want to know about the team, your performance and achievements, competition format. We need to know, what is this competition? How is it going to operate? What the schedule is going to look like? Like, do you have to win? Do you get a chance to lose a game in the first round? I really like that. Oh, I slip up. But then once you hit the round robin or the later part, you're one and done.
Yeah.
Yeah? All right, we're going to get into that right now. So tell me about what beach soccer looks like right now and this event. Why is this event important? Is it 12 nations playing? That's a lot. That's a lot of logistics. That's a lot. What's the importance of this event?
Senior man.
No, man. You, like, look here. Leslie St. Flo? Senior man.
Senior man.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, this event here is very important.
Yeah.
You know, it's a worldwide sport. It's all over the country, and hosting it here is very important because, you know, here, you know, we here fighting to try to get the World Cup. So having it here, you know, it motivates us and it gives the energy to go there and fight for the country.
I love that. Dear spectators, this is our space right here. So we're in the process of attracting the World Cup to the Bahamas. So hosting the games here is important. We need to show them that we can host the game. And we need to show them that we get sort of the spectator participation and drive that's going to attract visitors and make the World Cup as exciting as possible. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, okay. All right. Now, this is also a qualifier.
Yeah.
Yes,
so tell me, what did the 12 teams have to do to get to this point?
Well, you have to get out of your round.
Yeah.
First off, to get out of your round, you got to get into the quarterfinals, then the semifinals, and then the top two teams, first and second place, they go to the World Cup to represent our region.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So who are the top contenders? Is it El Salvador?
Yes.
Are the returning champs?
Yes.
Who are the outside of them?
Very
because I watch in the NBA, right? And I would, if you had told me the Heat was going to beat the number one team in the East, I was going to tell you not a thing like it. But
it happens.
They are one of the top contenders, actually. Yeah, so who are Bahamas being scared of nothing?
No.
Except maybe Flying Roach. Who are the teams that you're most concerned about in this tournament?
I would say the U.S. That's a pretty strong team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Now, is it a strong team because of the raw talent, or is it a strong team because of the development of the league and the training programs?
I would say a bit of both.
A bit of both, yeah.
I wouldn't say talent.
It's not the talent, yeah.
Because we have talent is everywhere. Yes. We have talent, too. It's the way you perform mm-hmm. at the end of the day, so...
Don't worry, you see at this event on Saturday, I can sell so much coconut tart popcorn. We're going to start funding this team. Not properly, because y'all are getting some good support.
But
could always be more support. Okay, let's talk about this team itself. What's the record that y'all come into this tournament with, right? Because I can brag. I just need to know the parameters of my bragging. I go in out there like a Grammy, and I find in every foreigner I could find, and I can brag about this team like everybody is my grandson. But give us some info. How are y'all performing? What's your record going into the tournament? And tell me a bit about the other players.
I wouldn't say record because every year, every 2 years is a qualifier.
So okay.
As long as we've been playing, I would say you always get to the quarterfinals.
Okay.
And then we just fumble from there. So.
You don't mind that part. I can cover that part.
Yeah.
Now we got it.
So it's a bit challenging every time. So this year, what we trying to do? We're training hard.
Yeah.
We train seven days a week.
Good.
Morning and evening. So. To be honest, this is something we really need as to make it out. And right. The players, them like we say, we come out, we put in their effort, we go home, come back in the morning, put it in, come back at night, train, and then, you know, it's a family.
Right. So, you know, in the lead into the Karifta Games, and I think the Bahama Games as well, the New Providence Sports Council raised the point that they wanted two teams had access to the same accommodations and dynamics as all of the teams coming into Island, right? And he spoke about team building, right? So y'all practicing 7 days a week. Do y'all have a training facility where y'all live together?
No,
not 11.
Not yet. Oh, so during the event, though, you all will be...
We're all together. Right.
That's good. I like that. You get to keep each other, first of all.
Yep.
But the chemistry, and I think we underestimate the extent to which chemistry, which is not is not physical, right, drives a team to success. And so I want to... Are we ready? Is the soccer program at that level? Have you identified enough potential members where we should be thinking about a live-in facility, residential training facility for the teams?
Yeah, it'd be great. Yes.
It'd be great.
Yeah, that'd be so. Like I said, we have a lot of key elements on our team.
Yeah.
Like we said earlier about talent. We have a lot of different talents on the team. So.
Yeah.
If we could bring them together, they got you just ask.
Yeah, that
you
know, would be great.
It'd be
and
great.
I'm also thinking about Family Island prospective members, right? Mm-hmm. And how do they get to show off what they can do if they can only fly in once a tournament, you know, once a quarter? But if they are there on the ground every day training, it really gives them an opportunity to advance, to enhance, and for the team itself to grow.
Right.
Yeah. Man, this is awesome. And this is sort of what we need to show the world that we can host.
Yes.
Because we got the culture. Absolutely. Okay. Competition format and schedule. Day one, May 8th. Like, what do I expect? Is there going to be an event before the beginning of the tournament? Will I have an opportunity to meet the players, the Bahamian team, international teams coming in? Are we going to have a big event at the airport? So I could wave up my flag. Yeah, he's a Grammy. I can wave up my flag in these other teams' face. Polite, but competitive. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, the format is, like we said, it's a round robin.
Uh-huh.
Well, like you say, May 8th. The first game is at 12.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last game is at 7:30.
Okay.
So, and the format is like round robin.
Okay.
Then it's the top two. From each group.
Yeah.
Goes to the quarterfinals. And then.
We play it out
then,
until.
Yeah. And then you, that team, whoever does to the semifinals. And then from there to the finals.
Right. And one, once we get out of the round robin, it's one and done.
It's one and done.
Yeah. One and done.
Win or go home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then after you play for.
Placement.
For placement.
Your placement.
Afterwards.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah.
So listen, dear spectators, we're going to need you out there.
Yes, ma'am.
We're going to need you to cheer, but then we go, you know how you very politely commiserate with the losers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to need some mums out there ready to give these foreign teams a hug.
Yeah.
So they can say, boy, it ain't nothing like losing in the Bahamas, buddy. I lost, but I felt love. I think they're going to enjoy that. Okay. Fan experience and event atmosphere, because mm-hmm. y'all ain't gonna let me play. I could qualify, but y'all ain't gonna let me play. Mm-hmm. What will there be to do when the game is on pause, you know, where there's an injury and somebody get rub out the cramp out their leg? What do you have in plan for us?
Well, they do little games during the halftime shows and stuff.
Yeah.
People can win different prizes. Then you have the dancers.
Yeah, I see this thing say beach bikini dances. But ain't nobody asked me to train up to be in my bikini.
She's keeping that for a secret, so you got to come to see what mm-hmm. that about.
I'm glad. Don't shame me. Let me see it first, see if I can qualify. I love it. What is Fan Zone? And how is Scotiabank participating in this? This sounds like fun. It sounds like me. It sounds like I could win some money.
Like the Fan Zone is basically like where the kids interact with the players.
Right.
And so, you know, we sign autographs, take pictures, and stuff like that. So that's basically the Fan Zone. And you get to play games with them, you know.
Like drills and little small games like that. With the players?
Yeah.
With the stars?
Yeah.
Who you all have to beat up. I mean, on the soccer pitch, on the sand.
Yeah,
cool. It's awesome. Go on.
So I think it's like they will pick some from each team.
Yeah.
Like
to interact with the kids.
Who goes to... You know, and interact with the kids, and then it's gonna happen. There, it'll be an everyday thing during the tournament.
First game, to the 11th,
third game, fourth game.
Listen, dear parents, you won't come watch the soccer, and you may want to say a bad word or something. I mean, it may slip out. Trust, there's safe spaces for children. They got a Fan Zone. They can meet stars from around the region. Look here, this is gonna be awesome.
Yeah, we love the schools there during the daytime as well. Like certain schools that chosen, he'll be there.
To participate.
Stands, participate.
So listen.
It's going to be good for the kids.
Yes. I was looking in the sports section today, right? And there's a story about the BAISS soccer championships, right?
Yeah.
So it's not mm-hmm. beach soccer.
That's grass.
That's grass. Yeah, the grass soccer.
Grass soccer.
It finished yesterday.
Yeah, that was the senior girls, right?
Senior girls, senior boys. Girls,
yeah, so Comets, Dragons, Hurricanes, St. Andrews is Hurricanes, Dragons is Lightfoot Key, QC is the Comets, right?
Yeah.
Now, I want to say, I am a QC Comets. I think I could say
I went to QC also.
Bub Comets, Comets?
Temple Christian.
But
Bub Temple Christian?
Doris Johnson.
Doris Johnson. Look here. Still be looking a little elitist here. When I say that, what I mean is, it could be true that the teams with the greatest amount of resources, not talent, but resources are the teams that are excelling. So we got to find a way to bring balance to this. So if it's not too late and you are an innovative community member or leader, let's see how we could meet up with the BFA and organize for a wide range of schools to attend the event. Not just the schools that are excelling. We're not diminishing their success. We're not diminishing the capacity to excel. But we're saying, let's always ensure equity and equality. Everybody could come play, mm-hmm. but let's make sure that everybody has what they need to compete. Because it's cheering. Yeah. It ain't like me. You know, I could just beat you. You can't have enough resources to beat me. So schools are coming. Can you, do you know any of the names of the schools that are coming out?
I don't know any exact names.
Yeah.
But I know we have some coming out. Because our first kickoff to the game will be at 12 o'clock. So.
All right. Yeah, you know, yeah.
You got a whole day of games.
Right.
So now, you have a whole lot of time to get
that. And leading up, aren't we supposed to go, we're supposed to like decide on one school that, yeah, us, as that team, us as a team.
Some schools be there.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to go to the school?
You're coming, yeah, to pop up.
Press conference.
Yeah. You're coming to pop up to the school.
Oh, man. Listen, their comments, I know we could be winning. We's the winnings, right? But we got to let the school, man. And let them big up the youth there.
It's,
yes,
junior,
sir.
Junior school, I think.
It's a junior school, too? Yeah. No, that's good.
No, just only, it's a junior school we have to go to.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's cool. That's nice. That's very nice. Because I'm going to just take this moment to read this small notice, right? The Bahamas Table Tennis Federation is starting their spring tournament 2 days before your event starts, right? That's ping pong for us old heads. It's going to be at L.W. Young Junior High School, Saturday, 6th of May, 9 to 3 p.m. The boys and girls divisions, 11 and under, 15 and under, 18 and under, and My Time to Shine open tournament. I think it's going to be great. I want to say thank you to the organizers. They're trying to build a program. But, yeah, junior high schools, they in the mix and they're doing things too. And I think it's a great age.
Yeah. Yeah.
That age group is a
that
great age.
That in between age.
Yeah, to catch them, right? Mm-hmm. And for the young men who are looking at how they're going to navigate like junior high and high school, right? Go join a sports club. Join a sports club. Soccer is great. The reason why soccer is so big across the world, right? Because soccer is also life. Soccer is, yes, how you interact with people, with new people, how you learn people, spatial awareness, critical thinking. In fact, I know guys who develop telekinesis. That's when they make the ball come to them. You'd be surprised what you could learn.
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. So I got some text here. What? It says, some text. Don't watch nothing. I ain't going to let nobody say nothing. Mean. They only can talk about how I should stop lying to the people, but I can play sport. Mm-hmm. It says, hi, Ms. Green. Maybe the Beach Soccer Association should consider staging matches during regatta, drawing attention to the sport and promoting the sport. I like this very, very much.
Right. That's a good idea.
And it's your insertion into the family islands.
Yes.
And soccer fans are going to come anywhere in the world to watch soccer tournaments.
Right.
But tourists,
yes,
you know, people will come to the Bahamas to watch anything, and why not come watch soccer?
Yeah, one of our coaches, he told me that he was doing like a camp on one of the family islands also.
Okay.
So, trying to expand.
Yes.
Bring a bit more awareness to the program.
Yes, because look at us. Family Island sure ain't know about sand. Yeah. You know how many Grammys make them move sand from one side of the beach to the next side of the beach? Their Ministry of Works. You gotta get with it. I got another text here. What is the culture in the stands? Now, is soccer, I know around the world is... Soccer is a heavy game. You can't be, like, when you're a fan, you have to train to go into the stadium.
Yeah.
When you're going to defend your team openly, you got to be prepared for the competition.
Can't be ready to switch.
What's the spectator culture like in beach soccer throughout the region?
Boy, I'd say electric.
Yeah.
I could use that word.
Yeah, electric.
Yeah.
It's on fire. So this ain't no boring game.
No. Just like in one of our previous tournaments in El Salvador.
Yes.
Their fans are insane.
Insane.
Insane fans.
It's just sport to have you on your toes. You know?
So many goals.
Yeah. It's good for us to be favorites when we go there.
Somebody said chest pains.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, no. I took a boat to Ireland during the UK rugby tournament. And them, we didn't even get to the game. These boys were spectating on the boat.
Yeah,
okay, this is awesome. So, dear spectators, I had a text to ask if it's too late to join the competition.
And plus, it's going to be like a mixture too. So, like, you'll have, well, you know, here we have different people here too.
Cultures
here. So, you'll have Trinidadian fans there.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. So Jaya National Community and Cultural Associations. The Hummingbird should be there. What we call our Trini friends, the Steel Pans should be there. What other countries are participating? I had a friend.
Mexico,
awesome. Our cousins down there.
US.
Our other cousins up there.
Belize.
Belize, what?
Surprisingly,
Panama.
They have fans,
Nice. They have Bahamas there. You see what's happening here? Panama. Go beat out Copa. Get some of those people up here. All right. What about Antigua and Barbuda? They have a team yet?
No.
No, okay. No. That's okay. They're a little smallish.
Costa Rica.
Turks and Caicos. Yeah, I got my...
Well, look here, Kino Hall. Look here, we need another banger. We need another classic coming up from Turks and Caicos. Okay. Who else? Who else? Curacao, Suriname, Guyana?
Guadeloupe.
Guadeloupe.
Guatemala. Yes.
Guatemala. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I got a cousin who's practicing medicine in Guatemala. All right. He could cheer for both. You could cheer for both, cousin. Yeah. If you're Bahamian living in one of these countries, you could cheer for both. We give you that grace. Okay. Vendors. I see that there is a lovely list of vendors that are going to be there. See, we're going to get back to y'all athletes. I want to know who are y'all most concerned about playing. Oh, but also, I don't know if y'all are allowed to talk about these things. Because, you know, like in acting, you got to say break a leg before they go on stage.
Right.
Are you allowed to talk who is the team most concerned going up against? Who are you most excited to play? Who is your fan, you know, who's your fan rivalry? Who y'all love playing against, win or lose? But let's get into the vendors. There's going to be Tito's. That's Jimmy's Wines.
Conk and Coon. Tropical Gyros.
Don't look here. I love it. Walk-in food, right?
Fries with benefits.
Walk-in food. Fries with benefits. You got to walk a little longer. But you got to do with that.
The dancing cooks.
Don't worry. You can eat.
Hold on. Stop. The dancing cooks?
Yes.
Hold on. What type of dance do they do? All type of dance. Y'all could do the salsa, though.
Well, you got to come out and find out.
Okay.
Mortimer's Candy.
Wait. Bahamian classic. Mortimer's Candy.
Yes,
come get your peanuts, your popcorn, your coconut cream, and your Benny cakes.
Yeah, your manchias, you know.
Yes, healthy. Healthy living.
The healthy, sweet option.
Yes, absolutely.
Stay chill.
So what's
Wicked Wings.
Hold on, what's stay chill?
I don't know.
But I like how you call one after the other, because Wicked Wings, sometimes they wickedly hot. You will need to stay chilled. And Mocha Mo Culinary, I feel like that's sushi.
Could be.
Right, which I'm mad at because, you know, in Central America, a lot of the cultures on the western coastlines have Asian influence. I love that, the diversity of the
Asian. Tailor-made lemonade.
Then you get the new duff.
Yeah.
The new duff.
Yeah. That stuff is good.
Yeah.
Really good.
See, let me tell you all something about good though. The new duff. When y'all come out to taste and tell, y'all may get the new duff. See, they put raisins in new duff. I'm mad at that. I put juju raisins in my new duff. Previn, you're too young. I can take you on a culinary course.
It has to be.
Have you ever tasted... See, people eat... Some eat juju when they're green. Some eat juju when they're brown. Right?
At all.
But what you got to do is you got to wait until after it dies. Because when it's brown, it's dying.
Okay.
Where after it dies and it resurrects itself as a raisin... All of the water has been pulled out, but it's nice and sweet and tangy.
Yeah,
that's why I put my new duff.
All right.
Anyway, but this is all about new beginnings and expansion of old things. There's going to be Sage's Kitchen is going to be there. That's going to be awesome as well. Now, who is Lori? What she's do? Because I think in this the fruit stand ladies are going to be smoothies
We don't know some of these vendors.
Here's the next thing. What y'all could be eating? Because y'all can't be eating this food before the tournament.
No.
And is there, y'all have a special regimen that you have to adhere to for the duration of your training period and the tournament?
Yes, ma'am.
Good, because I was about to implement one if you didn't.
If you have a diet, you should keep, you know.
Yeah.
If you're not a person that normally eats, diet healthy. Not say diet healthy, but if you're not a person that not used to eating certain things,
yeah,
you should stick to your diet, drill training, because trying to switch up your diet with
would set your body off. Right. So listen, Bubba, if you've been eating fries up until the last, just keep eating fries. Don't come to me, but oh, miss, I need a salad. Just eat them fries. Okay, this looks like this is going to be an exciting time.
It is. Very excited.
Tell me about the key players on the team.
Well, you got one sitting directly across.
Leslie St. Fleur.
Yes,
always
sir.
Been one of our key players.
All right. Now, what is it that you bring to the field? You're a defender, right?
Well, scoring goals.
Yeah.
And for me being on the team pretty long, I bring the experience too. Because I know everything goes, and I see everything during the game.
Yeah.
So I on leadership.
So you have the eyes of a leader, right? This is awesome. Goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should watch out for the goalkeeper as well. Michael Butler.
I know that name, Michael Butler. Yes. All right, now look here, Michael, when I was a goalkeeper, it was hard to score against me, buddy.
Yeah.
It's hard. What's his record like?
Right?
He's one of those modern-day goalkeepers that plays with his feet, shoots, does everything.
Everything.
Scores goals.
It's one to look out for.
Okay. All right.
To sleep in the tournament.
Yes.
Michael Butler.
Yeah, so we don't want to give out too much secret.
Yeah, because everybody listening.
Right. We don't know who's listening now.
Okay.
But to go back to that, to be honest, with key players, I think everybody on the team is a key player.
Yeah. Okay.
So everyone has a role to play.
Everyone has a role to play.
Call their names. Let's hear their names. Well, and before you call it, if you hear a name you know or you are familiar with, when we read this list, your job is to hear you playing, be praying for you. We're going to be there to support you. And if we can't come, we're sending somebody.
I really can't call out the names because the team haven't picked yet.
Oh!
Yeah, so we can't. Like I say, everybody who is there now are basically
putting in the work
and keep playing.
Putting in those hard hours.
Okay. Also, the competition is still on within the team. And not the competition, but the work is still on to see who will be named on the team.
Yes.
So you... Listen, my good friend here, Mr. Torin Ferguson, has been doing a great job, and I hope this goes towards his resume as he vies for goalkeeper for the tournament.
Yeah.
But goalkeeper, you usually have a reserve, right?
Yeah. It's two keepers.
It's two keepers.
So both of y'all going to make it. But you're playing to see who's going to start.
Who's going to start, and who gets, I guess, the sufficient time to play.
Right. Absolutely. Okay. All right.
Because beach soccer is a game. It's not like regular soccer if you don't know where you get subbed out and you're out for the whole game. You can come right back in.
It's an in and out spot.
It's an in and out spot.
Yeah. It's a rolling thing.
Yeah, it's a rolling thing. So
sub when you want to
sub. Like get takeout.
Right, so it's not
them,
a competition.
Right,
it's not a competition.
Right.
It's really about testing and assessing where best you fit in the game.
Yes, man.
And how long you fit.
And how long.
I'd say that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, so now, so that means that your coaches, they got to put in as much work as you all put in because they got to be following the game the way you follow the ball.
They got to put the puzzle together. You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I want to say, you know what, there was a training opportunity the U.S. Embassy, I think, provided for local coaches. And I want to say thank you to them. And I want to say thank you. And I want to say thank you to anyone who is supporting and funding coaching, training, opportunities for people to enhance their coaching skills. Coaching is equally as important as the talent on the field. And on that note, I want to say a shout out to Mr. Leslie A. Mins. I think if I am not incorrect, he is the winningest youth soccer coach in the country. Still, I think his record still stands today.
I don't know
if anybody win as many tournaments and championships as he has won. But we need the Bahamas Football Association, though, to be documenting this and so that we could know these things.
Yeah.
Who is the best, and not the best in that way, who has the best record?
Right.
And that's the music, though, guys. We got to go to the break. When we get back from the break, we're going to finish off the details. Where do I go? How much money I need to bring with me? What time did the game start? And then we got to talk about our boy DeAndre I. Ayton, the other star, starring on the other side of the world.
Yes, ma'am.
You guys stay tuned. Bahamas National Beach Soccer Team is in studio with us, and we'll be right back.
hurricane or storm, get the Nassau Guardian's Hurricane Guide. The guide will tell you where to purchase building and cleaning supplies, waste disposal, medical care, which auto shop to go to after driving through flooded streets, and much more. The Nassau Guardian's Hurricane Guide will help to make sure everyone knows what to do in the event a hurricane approaches and after it departs. Take advantage of this double insertion opportunity, plus 15 radio commercials. Contact us today, 302-2300, 302-2300, or call your account executive. Will you be prepared?
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 Talk All Day. So I've been having a lively discussion with the members of the team that are joining us today. That is the National Beach Soccer Team. And we're talking to Torin Ferguson, Leslie St. Fleur, and Crevin Ferguson. Now, I had made a very bold statement before the end of the break declaring Leslie A. Mins as the winningest youth soccer coach in the league, possibly because I was a Bahamian and I used to work with him, and that's what you're supposed to do, big up your people. But I have to say this, right? The two teams, Truck Truckers and Virgo Angels. Two teams, two brothers. A rivalry, but more importantly, a legacy.
Yes.
Right? And so I want to encourage people to support these teams financially, right? A part of the work is supporting the play. We need residential training facilities. Our athletes shouldn't have to worry about anything at all but their training and their schoolwork. If they want to play and go to college, we should be able to facilitate that as well, right? But we also need people who are prepared to support financially to grow the institute of the sport, to document the history. Right, to create institutions whose integrity can't be questioned, because we in the sport say that this is what the information is, that these are the things that we need. You see, because that rivalry is a great rivalry that has driven the sport of soccer forward, right, has grown the sport and has put fire into the hearts of the players. And we got to document that as much as we have to document the performance of the players. Gentlemen, I see we have a caller on the line. Dear caller, these are my grandsons in here today. We're being supportive. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Well, hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Just calling to, this is your grandkids. Just put on an old school voice.
Yes, sir.
And let's speak about the likes of the former beach soccer players, like Gavin Cartwright. Sorry, Gavin Christie. Gavin Christie, Darren Benaby.
Okay.
Mark Daniels. This is Eric Sawyer.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Mr. Sawyer. Gentlemen, this is my co-host, Mr. Eric Sawyer. You all know the great Mark Daniels, right?
Yes.
He's also a member of the sport, and I want you all to know that talent, that physical talent that he brought on that pitch, grass or sand, was also driven by this guy's amazing wit.
Yeah. Yes.
Right?
He was a great player.
Yeah. He's a thinker.
Yeah.
And he's funny. And see, when you could tell jokes, you could make plays. Because you could read the room and you could read the pitch.
Yes.
Right?
He brought a lot
of good times.
To the team.
Yeah.
When he played with us, there was plenty of energy.
Absolutely.
After my first soccer game,
yeah.
I told Mark I was quitting.
Yeah.
And he told me, no, sir.
Yeah.
And I just didn't have a sibling.
After my first practice at the spot. And I wasn't funny, not even 7 days later. I look at him and I say, I quit, and he said, not a thing like it.
Yes.
We need unfunny people too. And he's the boy who's very, very funny, you know.
Yeah. And he was somebody you could go to and like have a little chat. Like, you know, if you didn't play a good game, stuff like that, if you're feeling down, if you're not going to stuff, you could have
gone. Good friend.
Like, he would have just livened you right back up.
Dear me.
All right. So, gentlemen, let's tell the people.
But I wish you all fellas luck in your congregation. You call me guys for the tournament.
Yeah.
Wish you fellas all the luck in the world, man. You know?
All right, thank you.
So, Deva,
be safe, play hard, you know, and bring it home.
Right. So, before we transition into NBA, because I see.
And look over Benby and Christy, they should be back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And former players. They still on the roster.
Yeah. Call me there.
Gavin Christie and Darren Benaby.
Okay, there, gentlemen. Buy your Ben Gay and you take a bomb. You're playing.
You're letting us bring out all our secrets now.
No, watch nothing. Okay, so, Dear Bahamas, remember, 8th to the 14th of May, 2023, come and join the Bahamas National Beach Soccer Team as they play against 11 of the region's best teams in the 2023 CONCACAF Beach Soccer Championships. Remember, this is a qualifier for the 2023 FIFA Beach Soccer World Cup, which is going to be in
Dubai,
the Middle East. Listen, the land of sand.
Dubai.
We have to.
That's where we want to go. That's our dream.
Yeah.
Bahamas Air, Western Air, all your little airs, y'all. Fuel up because we have to take as much of our sand down there as possible for our team to play. Okay, gentlemen, 8th to 14th of May, how do I contact the Bahamas Football Association or the Beach Soccer Association for more details or to learn how I can support the team?
You could go to Bahamas, you could type in bahamasfa.net.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
BFA.net.
And also you can check on the Instagram, they have all kinds of updates.
Bahamas Football Association on Instagram.
Yep.
Okay. And it's a free event?
Free.
Free event.
Dear Bahamas, this was made for us.
$3.99.
Yes, yes. And it's at Malcolm Park.
Yep.
Yes,
that's the beach soccer facility by the Sydney Poitier Bridge, right next door to it.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, right off of a Bay Street. Okay, gentlemen.
Talk about a great date.
Yeah.
Listen. Go and take your loved one. You're going to have suspense. You're going to have drama. You're going to have action. You're going to have tears and laughter and little children that don't belong to you and you don't have to take them home after. It's going to be a great time. Okay, Mr. Sawyer.
Hey.
It's been a long time. We haven't talked to NBA.
Yeah, boy, listen to me, but NBA really, 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 really. I don't know what's going on this season. I mean, the Bucks gone right there, wet to bed, lost to the Heat. You know, unbelievable. Number one seed, best record in the league.
That's why I was
five games, not even seven.
That's why I was following the Heat all season. Go on.
You know, I don't get it. You know, but the Lakers still looking good. You know,
they're playing tonight, right?
Tonight, yeah. Got the Grizzlies tonight.
In fact,
need to you know them down in the post.
I am 3-2. I've been following all of the California teams, Pacific Division,
yes,
and then. Our boy Aiden in the West. Aiden is still
when the Suns play in the
Suns are going up against the Denver. They're going up against the number one seed.
Yeah, they're playing the Nuggets. Yes, yeah. Yeah, the Nuggets 1-5, the Suns 1-5. You know, I mean, there was no PG, no Kawhi. So that series is basically just the Suns versus Russell Westbrook, and we all know that. Story always ended up, so yeah, you know, that ended that.
Just let me stick a pause here. I have a message from the Ministry of Tourism in the whole Bahamas. Dear Westbrook, look here. We are going to continue to make fun of you forever and ever in life. However, come to the Bahamas, man. We love you.
Yeah.
Come enjoy yourself. We don't, because we don't care about them things when you're here.
Yeah, no, no. That's right. We don't care at all. We ain't jaded at all.
You still a superstar. Yeah. Yes, we can talk to you about it, but you're still a superstar. Yeah, that message has been brought to you by the Ministry of Tourism. In fact, all athletes at the end of your career, come to the Bahamas. Yeah, we're going to love you.
Come play some beach soccer.
Okay, hold on. Sawyer.
Hey.
Conference semifinals. Knicks versus Miami. Boston versus the Sixers.
Yeah.
Nuggets versus the Suns. Who do you think's coming out of the last matchup from the West?
The Suns should beat the Nuggets. They have more firepower, less bench, though. But so long as they build a sizable lead every game, which they should be able to, because KD is, of course, one of the most pure scorers in NBA history. Chris Paul still can dish that rock. You know, Booker is a great mid-range shooter.
Oh, man, wow. Sounding great.
So long as these fellas can get out to a 25-point lead.
Yeah.
Because the Nuggets can shoot threes, but they ain't no Golden State Warrior.
Yeah.
Three-point shooting team.
Yeah.
So long as they can get out to a sizable lead, should be able to hold it because they gave up a lot of their bench in order to get KD.
Okay.
You see?
You think we're going to see Golden State versus the Lakers?
We should. I mean, the Lakers, if they don't win tonight, then it's going to be a hell of a game 7 on Sunday.
Okay.
I think there's already a game slated, you know, for all the conspiracy theorists out there. I think there's a game already slated for Sunday. So the Lakers should win tonight.
Yeah.
I think there's a game slated. Yeah.
Yeah, there is. I mean, there's
a game. They need a game every single day this weekend. You know, that's the thing about the conspiracy theorists out there, as well as the people that believe in the mafia.
Uh-huh.
You know, I want Vegas have to see and do, you know, to make sure that the game is played every day this weekend.
Yeah.
And then there's a game already on Sunday. So with that, the Lakers should win tonight, handily, get some rest. And because the Warriors playing tonight too.
Yeah, both playing.
And if that's the case, it'll be the Lakers and Warriors, I think, Monday night.
Boy, look here, my heart can't take it. My heart can't take it if I got to watch Golden State play against the Lakers.
Yeah, the Kings did a very good job, was up 2-0, did the utmost best, but in the end, experience.
Yeah.
And this is a championship level team, you know.
And I want to say, I have to pull for Golden State Warriors because I can't pull for the Kings now that Buddy's not there.
Yeah.
That's the Bahamian tradition.
Play there, you know, and we still get our boy, you know, on the future Bahamian Shaq, as soon as he realizes he's one of the biggest fellas in the league.
Will Anthony Davis
realize his size, then we'll see more mostly instead of this ticky-tack, wishy-washy.
Playing, we got. Will Anthony Davis survive?
11 rebounds. He really needs 32 points, 19 rebounds.
Yes. Yeah,
that's true.
Will Anthony Davis's ankle survive? Is he going to remain injury free? And if he does get injured, what does that mean for the Lakers?
So far, so good. You know, he's remaining injury free as best as possible. If he goes down, there goes the Lakers season. Because although LeBron did do something that has never been done, you know, for a player at his age, score 20 points, grab 20 rebounds in a playoff game.
What?
You know? Yeah. Never done. Never, ever done. Anybody else?
I believe him in...
At his age, never done it.
I believe him and Chris... Steph Curry's be having prayer meetings. They got a prayer room. You know, they have a war room where people go and pray. Serious thing. They got a prayer room, buddy. Those two guys.
There's no way. At 38 years old, you could grab 20 rebounds, score 20 points, stay in there.
Absolutely.
And no player at his age, for his amount of time and longevity in the league, has done it as good and as great as LeBron James. I don't care what any of the haters are there going to say. Yeah. You can run on with all you want. But I know he's better than Kobe. I know that.
You don't watch that. The only reason I was pulling for the Lakers is because Rick Fox was my neighbor.
Right.
And I love to hate what you love. That's the love of the game anyway. But you can't diss LeBron. You just can't diss LeBron. The boy is a good boy. We like that. Mr. Sawyer, we all out of time. I got to read the last text.
Oh, by the way.
Yes.
By the way, the draft was won by the Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay.
The draft was last night.
They did very well.
We took one of their best pass rushers in free agency.
Yeah.
That being the 49ers, and they went out and they drafted the best pass rusher in college football history.
Michael Strong get drafted by a better team yet?
No, he can stay with the Colts.
That's our Bahamian.
They drafted a quarterback. The first time ever, three black quarterbacks were drafted in the first top four pick.
Okay.
We are our way.
Thank you, Mr. Sawyer. I got some text to the gentleman. Hi, Aaron. Shout out to those guys. My son, Ambry, played grass soccer with Leslie. That beach soccer is a hard sport to me. All the best to those wonderful guys. We will be there. Another text says, raisin in the Duff. Call the government. We get you something about that. And
I agree.
That's the text for today, gentlemen. Right. Again, May 8th through 14th, CONCACAF Beach Championships. Our national, our men's national beach soccer team is going to be there. That means we got to be there. And I want to say good morning and a shout out to Larry Mins and Leslie Mins, two of the winningest coaches in the history of soccer in the Bahamas. And guess what, Bahamas? We are better for them. You guys, Leslie, Crevin, Torin, QC Comets, Doris Dame Johnson, Temple Christian. UL schools keep producing these wonderful athletes and wonderful gentlemen. Have a great day.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.